I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Tim Burton's brilliant, blood-soaked screen version of Sweeney Todd stars Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. The movie begins with sticky globules of blood on the wheels and cogs of what can only be, gulp, a meat grinder. By now we know the nature of the meat and the gist of the ghastly story, which remains pretty much intact. This is not a revisionist plot in which the demon barber of Fleet Street invents the safety razor. For the most part, though, the machinery of Burton's production grinds exceedingly fine. He and his screenwriter, John Logan, have turned the darkly comical Broadway musical into an elegant horror film that takes pleasure in its own theatricality, gives pleasure with caustic wit, trusts the power of Stephen Sondheim's score, and exults in flights of fancy that only a movie can provide. One of those flights arrives early when Sweeney, a grim revenant bent on revenge, sings the chilling Sondheim song about a hole in the world. To make the point, the camera darts and scurries through the Victorian streets of a rat-infested London that's sinister enough to qualify as a black hole. Johnny Depp's performance defines the title role for a new generation. Is there another contemporary actor who could have summoned up so much malevolence in such blithely minimalist style? If so, his name doesn't come to mind. Depp sings well, though he's obviously no Broadway baritone, and he succeeds at the improbable but essential task of making his tortured slaughterer sympathetic. Another marvelous set piece turns on comedy. It's the one that introduces Helena Bonham Carter's heedlessly unhygienic pie maker, Nellie Lovett, and that ends with Mrs. Lovett terminating a bug's life with a rolling pin. A comic spirit is indispensable to any production of Sweeney Todd, but especially to this one, because Tim Burton, a filmmaker who's never been known to blanch at the sight of blood, dispenses it with stunning gusto and great arterial spurts. That spirit is embodied by the raffish Mrs. Lovett, who knew Miss Bonham Carter had a great song-and-dance woman's sense of timing, and also by Sacha Baron Cohen's sensationally funny Pirelli, a flamboyant faker peddling a miracle elixir. The rest of the cast is no less expert or enjoyable. Alan Rickman is the vile Judge Turpin. Timothy Spall is Turpin's even viler enforcer. Edward Sanders is Toby, Pirelli's former assistant. He's the kid who gets to sing No One's Going to Harm You. And fine work has been done by the cinematographer, Dariusz Wolski, and the peerless production designer, Dante Ferretti. But then this film is a unified vision of derangement and the seedbed of evil in which it grew. I wouldn't have said that about the theater productions I've seen, even though the show has been endlessly celebrated since it opened on Broadway almost 3 decades ago. Sweeney's wild throat-slashing as on stage always struck me as slightly silly. And to tell the truth, I tuned out of the screen version during one stretch of serial killings that finally gives way, not a moment too soon, to Mrs. Lovett's radiant fantasy of her life with Sweeney Todd by the beautiful sea. That was the only real lapse, though. For the most part, tune-outs are impossible. Like Sweeney with his razor, Tim Burton's movie grabs you and won't let go. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.